I am so excited because I get a chance to talk to Ramona Chapman. Where you been?
Good morning. I have been around. You know, there have been, you know, as the young people would say, life has been lifing, but I'm here.
Life has been lifing. I was approached to talk about Gift of Life. And I said, well, am I talking to Ramona? And so she said, yeah. I was like, well, come on.
Yeah, when she told me that, I was like, I know her. Yes.
Yeah, we have been working together on this effort for a long time. And as a matter of fact, you are the reason why I have the little heart on my license.
Wow.
Because when we did the gospel concerts and yes. I was presented with the facts yes. of donation, organ donation, tissue donation, and how prevalent people in the church and in the Black community are like, no, I'm not going to do that. I wanted to be the change if I had to be the change.
Yeah, I think you have definitely been a change agent. Like you said, you have emceed our Sounds of Saving Lives concert. You have done different things with our walk. You have used your voice to elevate this message about the importance of organ and tissue donation, and especially in the faith community,
a place where
we really need to make sure that the message and the word is getting out.
Yeah.
Scripture tells us we perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And so what you have done is you have helped us to get that knowledge out there and to make a change. And especially in the African-American community, as we're celebrating National Minority Donor Awareness Month, that the prevalence of diabetes and hypertension, especially when we don't make changes, lead to end-stage organ failure, kidney disease. And so therefore, when we can address making sure that people are trying to stay healthy as long as possible, but when those organs fail and they need those kidneys, that's where we want to make sure that we have those organs available to give them.
Yeah, and it's so hard sometimes. One person comes to mind right now is on the donor list.
Yes.
And right now undergoing dialysis 3 times a week. It's hard to watch when a person doesn't know if they're going to get that call.
Yes.
And will it be the right match? And if we had more people who were understanding how prevalent it is in our community, they'd be more willing to have that little heart on their license and be able to get with Gift of Life. And
I think so. I think, as you said, that, you know, what we want to do and what we continue to do each and every day is we educate people. We give them hope. And when you don't understand that, you know, a person is going to being on a machine 3 days a week, 4 or 5 hours, it interrupts their whole life. Mm-hmm. In case they want to go out of town, they have to contact and make sure that there's a dialysis center that's available.
Right.
Or if they're doing it at home every night, peritoneal dialysis is making a difference. And so I think that as we've had more people talk about that, about how chronic kidney disease impacts our communities, to talk about the realities of dialysis, to talk about that transplantation gives them a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we continue to get that message out, be it in community, be it in our faith places, it makes a difference.
It definitely does. I've actually seen it work up close and personal with people that I love. And they're still here to tell the story.
Yes.
And so for me, that is the other reason why, you know, beating the drum is very important to me. What else can a person do to become involved with Gift of Life or just become more educated?
Well, we have a wonderful opportunity. They can definitely visit our website, golm.org. Mm-hmm. They can volunteer with us. We have a number of events throughout the state of Michigan. We have wonderful different events in the city of Detroit.
Yes.
We always do our MOTEB Life Walk, and that's another way for people to get involved. They can call us. We'll come to their churches, their places of work, their places of worship, and we'll talk to them about organ and tissue donation. In fact, we'll even come to their family reunions
and talk
to them, because I think those are the people that we're going to be talking to.
I love that idea because they're there.
Yes.
And family members, we know about Uncle so-and-so that had to have his leg removed and all this kind of stuff. We know those people personally. Why not educate yourself so that it doesn't continue through the family line?
I think that's very, very important. That's one of the things that I think that we always have been very conscious of is, again, making sure that we're having those family discussions. So even when you sign up on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry and you get the little red heart emblem on your license, tell your family. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed. Let them know that you have made a decision that you want to help others and save the lives of others after your life is transformed from its physical form to another form. And so I think that that's something that we can constantly do and talk about.
Can we just shift gears real quick and then we'll wrap it up? Give me some myths that we hear all the time that need to stop.
Okay. I think the first one that needs to stop is that the hospital will not try to save your lives and that we are chasing ambulances. No, we are not. That the hospital will do any and everything to save a person's life. The Gift of Life Michigan is not called until a person has been declared brain dead. And so therefore, we are not a part of that. And so physicians are there to save your lives. And so we want to get that message out, mm-hmm. that is what they're there to do. I think another one is that, you know, that people's faith does not support organ and tissue donation. Mm-hmm. We know that that is not true, that our faith community looks at organ and tissue donation as an act of love and charity that is there. I think also thinking that people that are rich will get your organs or things of that nature. That once again, that the system is colorblind. And so therefore, when that information comes into UNOS, all that is used is people's medical information. Mm-hmm. And that is people's blood types, their HLA antigens, and that organs are matched that way. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the things. But I also know that the biggest reason still has been is that people have not connected end-stage organ failure with diabetes and hypertension and how that makes a difference. So I think that coming into community, having conversation in small groups will definitely help to make a difference. And having people to ask all those questions and thoughts that they are just, you know, thinking about and might feel like, I don't want to say that. No, say that.
Say it.
Say that, because until you say it, because somebody else is probably thinking that too.
Right.
And so when we can dispel those things and let people know that organ and tissue donation is a part of the healthcare continuum that gives life still when our lives are transformed from one form to another.
Ooh, amen. Well, thank you, Ramona.
Thank you.
For coming by. It is such a pleasure to see you again.
And you as
well. And to talk about this gift of life and how people can become a part of this. And again, give them the website.
GOLM.org.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Thank
and
you.
I love you. You know that.
Love you as well. Thank you.